from Rich Broadcasting and KID News Radio. This is the East Idaho Eclipse Podcast, Episode 2, East Idaho Talks. I'm Josh Tyler.
And I'm Neil Larson. In this episode, we're listening to you. We took calls on the radio show, and we've recorded conversations with East Idaho residents, and we're going to see the eclipse from your perspective.
And as the podcast goes on, we want to continue to hear from you. So if you have an eclipse story to share, you have a question that you'd love to have us answer, or if you just want to tell us what you think about the eclipse, you can reach out, KIDnewsradio.com/eclipse.
All right, then, let's get to it. We open the phone lines in the KID studio to callers and ask them to share their thoughts about the eclipse.
Welcome. How are you, Joseph?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to pitch in on your question about whether or not it was legal to just throw up a tent and have somebody out there for rent. So in Jefferson County, that is legal, but you have to apply for a permit. Because around Manan, more than a couple people have considered exactly what you're saying. So Jefferson County says, yeah, you have to apply for a permit. It's free, and there's no cap on how many you can have. They just want to know who's staying where for management purposes, you know, and emergency purposes. They just want to know how many people are going to be in their county.
Which office in Jefferson County is handling this? Is it the clerk?
I think so. You know, I'd have to look into that. I don't exactly remember who it is, but it is somebody over at the county office.
Because counties don't exactly have an eclipse lodging office.
Yeah,
so.
Eclipse department. Right. No, yeah. There's not one.
So you're gonna rent out some space in your yard or your house?
You know, I've been considering it. You know, we'll see how it goes for. If you look on Craigslist right now, there's some people are selling RV plots for like $120, a dry lot where there's no bathroom amenities, $120.
Oh, wow.
You know, there's some people that go, you know, for a bedroom, they're saying, you know, $1,000 if you want to use our bathroom and everything like that.
Oh,
so.
Wow.
You know, Craigslist has some pretty interesting deals going on right now as far as the eclipse vacation rentals.
What is your plan? Are you going to try and get up on the Manan Buttes for it?
No, I don't think so, because I live just south of them. I think I'm just going to stay right in my front yard. We have some friends coming into town, and we don't know. We might rent it out to some other people. We'll see.
I want to call about the eclipse a little bit. Last one I made was in 86. Friends and I drove about 800 miles one way. All I can do is tell you, do not miss the total eclipse. Don't sit on the edge. The total brings back some caveman stuff. And, you know, I'm not a granola cruncher, but I'm telling you, it does bring back some caveman stuff. It's unbelievable what it did to us.
Now, you got to elaborate on that. What do you mean it brings out some caveman stuff?
We all did
stuff?
A little different things. I mean, we one of us walked about, I don't know, 800 yards and didn't even realize they were walking. We were shaking a little bit, and as I said, we're not granola crunchers. We're not, you know, oh my gosh, the crystals affect me. We're not any of those kind of people. We're just working jacks. And when it happened and the birds went to roost and it went pitch black, quote unquote pitch black,
mm-hmm.
It definitely brought back some weird feelings that are, I think, in our DNA. I just want to urge you people to take your kids out of school, take off of work. Do not miss it when it's this close. It's unbelievable event. And, you know, they're once in a lifetime, typically.
Would you say it was a spiritual experience? Like there was something more going on than just, oh, there's a shadow over me.
Oh, absolutely. I'm, you know, all I can tell you is we all did some strange things, and it was because of the eclipse. I mean, you know, it's not normal to go in the middle of the day, turn to dark, obviously. And again, we're not people that believe crystals heal and all this stuff. We're just normal people, but I'm telling you, it did some strange things to us. Strange feelings. I was glad I got to experience it, and I'm not going to miss this next one.
Good morning. This is Rebecca from Jefferson County.
Hi, Rebecca.
A question came up on where a landowner would get their permits to do the temporary campsites.
Yes.
So that's being handled through the Planning and Zoning Office,
okay.
But the permit form itself is downloadable from the Jefferson County website.
And is it correct that it's free? You just want to know who's coming and how many people to accommodate?
That's correct. So the commissioners had decided that, you know, we're not advocating it. We're just clearing the road so that people have that opportunity. But we definitely encourage people who are considering this to look into insurance considerations and other things. You know, do you want to bring people onto your property? You know, there is a risk associated with that. You know, it's like running a small business. And so people need to really, really consider if that's something they really want to do, not just focus on it. Hey, I'm going to make $1 million. You know, they have to just be careful about what they're bringing onto their property, make sure they have some rules set up, and be really careful because our emergency services will be very, very strained during that time period, and they won't be able to respond to small disturbance calls as easily as normal.
When you're a county official and you have something like this where we don't have any idea really how many people are going to come, but you all are trying to plan for this, that must be a pretty overwhelming feeling.
There are moments. So, we do our best to gather as much information and intelligence as we can. And, we've really had some great conversations with our other state partners, our federal partners, neighboring counties. There's some fantastic conversations going on that don't normally happen. And so that's a very positive takeaway. And we, plan and use our resources the best we can and, really rely on the good experience of the qualified people that we have here.
Rebecca, I want to ask you, you mentioned neighboring counties. If you look at the pathway, it goes straight through down the middle of Jefferson County. Pretty much the same thing in Madison and Teton counties as you move eastward. Do you know maybe their policy in terms of lodging? Is it similar to Jefferson County?
I don't know their exact policies. Every county has its own ordinance and stuff. So the best bet would be to contact, I would say your land use people are the ones that, your planning and zoning offices are the ones that can say, yeah, that's an acceptable use or that's not an acceptable use. They would be the ones to answer that question. I can't really speak for the other counties.
Do you know what's happening on the Butte? It sounds like you can't get to the North Manan Butte because it's going to be cardoned off for some special things.
My understanding is that, yes, there have been some special permits issued, but that's only for a small section of the Butte, but that most of the Butte will still be available for public use. Well, I need to give my quick public safety message. A lot of us are expecting company during the eclipse weekend. I know I am. I'm not going to be at home, but my family will be there.
Yeah.
And so, prepare ahead of time for that. Don't, get your groceries ahead of time, fuel up your gas tanks ahead of time, and try not to use the same services that our visitors will be utilizing. Mm. Just be ready. And it's not too early to get your glasses. If you have company coming, make sure you're prepared for that. You can watch totality, that 2.5 minutes. You can watch totality without the glasses, but anything before totality and after totality, you must have the glasses for, or you'll do serious damage to your eyes.
I work in the grocery transportation industry, and where you're looking at an influx of 100,000, 250,000 people that there are projections for the Manan Butte, you've really got to watch your groceries early, because most of the grocery stores out here that deliver to you, they try and take a delivery once every day all throughout the week. But when you've got that many people coming in, it's really going to take a wipe out the shelves. And they can just go in and pick up another case of beans or whatever off of the back stock, because they don't carry inventory like that. Pretty much what you see on the shelves is what you get. Mm-hmm. There are going to be places like up in Jackson Hole where we typically make deliveries on Monday morning, and we're not even going to be able to get up there. It doesn't look like. So if you're have people coming in, or if you're going to be in, shop early, stock up. It costs you the same amount to fill the top half of the fuel tank as it does the bottom half. I've worked at emergency management far too long in Utah and other areas to see people get caught this way, thinking, I'll just run down and grab a loaf of bread or whatever. And the opportunities are not going to be there if you're not prepared and stocking up in advance on that. Take it for what it's worth, but it's going to be a logistical nightmare. And, the stores that we service, you may want to call somebody like Robert Brolam or somebody that's going to be dealing with that nightmare and just kind of get the heads up on how the stores are going to be preparing and how you can best accommodate those people that you have coming or make sure that you're prepared for your own family.
We're one of those people that have rented out our house on Airbnb for the eclipse. In my chats with these people from Utah, they're just coming up for a day or one night, and they're actually planning on bringing their own groceries with them. For listeners who might be in the same situation or having family come up, tell them to bring their own groceries.
But how much does one rent out their house for the eclipse?
Here in Rexburg, it's anywhere from about $400 to $2,500 a night.
A night?
So did you rent your whole house? Like, your family's going somewhere else that night, or are you going to stay and the people will be there as well?
No, we rented the whole house.
Gotcha.
And we were planning on going to my parents' house in Idaho Falls, but listening to all of the traffic issues, I think we're going to be camping out in the backyard.
Then if they try and take your couch home, you'll be able to stop them. So there's that.
Yeah. Hey, that's one thing someone was talking about, insurance.
Yeah.
Airbnb has fantastic insurance.
Oh, awesome.
So if there is a problem, if there's theft or damage or anything like that, they do have $1 million insurance policy.
Oh, really?
So that comes, that's so, part of the fee?
What if there's like injury or something like that? Does it cover injury?
You know, I'm not sure. I'm going to have to look into that.
Okay.
Now that somebody else has brought it up, but yeah, they've got a great insurance policy. That's one of the reasons we went through them.
That's smart.
Because of that protection. Yeah.
Something I wanted to point out, there is actually a religious aspect to the eclipse that most people are not aware of, where Christians will point to all of the features of the universe that show a designer and a creator. It turns out that the apparent width from the Earth of the sun is... it's about 200 times the width of the moon. The sun also just happens to be exactly 200 times farther away from us than the moon is. Otherwise, it would be impossible to have a perfect solar eclipse. But the size and spacing of the moon is precisely that which is required to accomplish this.
Hi, this is Barbara from Idaho Falls. I won't give my age away, but I do remember when I was a lot younger, we would take a cardboard box, cut holes out, and you'd slide your head in and watch it from inside the box. And they told us that that was the safest way to do it. Well, guess what? They were wrong. I did burn a hole in my eye.
Oh, no.
And so I do have that evidence from going to the optician. And so
okay,
beware.
Barbara.
Make sure you wear your glasses. Yeah.
Barbara, yes. You needed to look the other way. Because what? No, I'm serious. What's happened, if you put a little hole in a box, it actually casts an image of the sun on the opposite end from the hole.
So you don't look at the sun. You look at the
at the projected image.
But you got to remember, I said when I was little.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure. No, I'm sure a lot of people do that because you would be so tempted to just look up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's what happened. But that's where they figure I have a hole in my eye.
Oh, my
throat.
Goodness. Well, that's a good reminder.
Anyway, be safe, people.
Hi, my name is Aaron Lindsay. I'm the author of that Idaho Total Eclipse Guy. Just talking about safety. Yeah, people that are using anything but those safety glasses. You don't want to use X-ray film, CDs, anything like that. We've actually run into a lot of people who burned their eyes out. That little book's got all that in, so you guys can be safe and have a good time with that thing.
Coming up on the East Idaho Eclipse Podcast, more from East Idaho and what you think about the eclipse. That's next after a message from our sponsor. The East Idaho Eclipse Podcast is brought to you by the Eclipse Mega Movie Project. Join this first-of-its-kind citizen science project, gathering scientifically valuable data from the August 21st, 2017 total solar eclipse with the help of more than 1,000 volunteer photographers. By stitching together thousands of photographs captured along the path of totality, the project team will create an expanded and continuous view of the total eclipse as it crosses the United States. If you want to join the official Mega Movie photo team, you can apply online right now, eclipsemega.movie. Do it by August 6th. Welcome back to the show. Over the past few weeks, we've been able to sit down with East Idaho residents and talk to them about the eclipse, find out their thoughts, early predictions, some of the speculations they've heard, and really get to understand what East Idaho is thinking about the eclipse. Here's Tom Strong from Rigby, Idaho.
It's literally 7 miles from the very center of totality. It'll last 2 minutes and 14 seconds at our house. I've been told by the meteorologist who is now the new meteorologist, his name is Matt Brewer on Channel 8, Channel 3 TV. Mm-hmm. I used to work with him at NOAA over there. He says it's going to be good. Yeah, I think the odds are in her favor. I guess that's a way to say it. And
nice.
It's at 11 o'clock, so if there's going to be thunderstorms, that would be later in the afternoon.
Professionally, you said you worked at NOAA. What did you do at NOAA?
I was an electronic technician, basically working out at the site on meteorological towers.
How long did you do that?
Too long, about 25 years.
What were some of the cool things you saw in that line of work?
Probably the coolest was we had a job down at the Cape Canaveral in Florida, and I got to see the space shuttle take off from as close as they'll let any people get. The noise from the space shuttle taking off shakes your whole body. alarms went off in people's cars. It was just, it was amazing.
All right.
I guess if you want to see the eclipse anywhere in the U.S., your odds are probably better here than a lot of other places in the country. I have a telescope and I want to set it out in the backyard, not to look through it, but to see it. See it on a piece of paper. It's being partial, you know, because it's going to, the whole thing lasts for, what, 2 hours? So we'll just sort of hang out, and I'm sure it's going to be crazy.
What are some of the things you've heard around town and some of the things that you've heard preliminary leading up to it? And what are some of the things you actually expect to come true?
Well, I talked to the lady down here with Idaho Falls yesterday. I says, how many people is the city predicting, or Eastern Idaho? And she says, 500,000, maybe more. And it's going to be insane because people are going to just drive up here from down south, up north, because, oh, we can watch it, right? They're going to arrive. She said there's RVs that will come up here. There'll be no place to dump their RV anywhere in Idaho. Right. You know, a lot of crazy stuff. Everybody here tells me, get your groceries 2 or 3 days in advance. I sort of think because it's happening on a Monday, right, that a lot of people are going to come from wherever on the weekend. So I think that whole weekend's going to be insane to be here on Monday for when it happens. A lot of people are probably going to just try to arrive on Monday, and they're going to end up in a traffic jam, I would think. It's going to be weird. And if there's any kind of accident or any kind of fire or any kind of, you know, security thing, it could just become a real insane mess, I would think. But because we're at our house, we'll be all set and we'll just sit there. So whatever happens, you know, away from where we live, I'll find out it on the evening news.
There you go. Yeah. And you hear about cell phone outages and internet outages because of so many people. Do you think that'll be
I hadn't
real
even
issue?
Thought about that, but I'm sure you're true. I'm sure that's absolutely true, that the cell phones will just be swamped with so many people, you know, trying to stream it for their friends. Here I am in Idaho Falls. Here's
that's
the
right.
eclipse. Watch it. I'm just excited to see it. I've never seen a solar eclipse. I've seen partial. I think I saw one when I was a little kid, you know, 4 or 5 years old, but I don't remember it. So I'm just excited to be able to see this and hope that it actually is a nice day. I would think during that 2 minutes, this whole place is just going to come to a dead stop.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
People will stop. If they're on the roads, they'll probably just stop. And it's going to be surreal, I would think.
Special.
To see that corona around the sun, I've never seen that. I've seen pictures. And to hear the birds start, you know, chirping and it gets dark. I mean, yeah, it's gonna be just amazing.
Tony from Dubois, Wyoming.
And I'm Britt. I live here in Idaho Falls.
From the East Idaho perspective and from the Wyoming perspective, what are you guys looking forward to? What are some of the speculations you've heard? So what are your thoughts in general on the eclipse?
Well, I sure hope the weather's good. That's number one. And I sure hope that we can handle the influx of all the extra people.
How big is Dubois, Wyoming?
The town is about 1,000 people, but we're expecting several thousand people because we're in the mountains there in western Wyoming, and visibility is really excellent. So we expect a lot. All the hotel rooms and all the campsites have been pretty much booked for a long time. But there's a lot of public land that people could camp on, too. Oh gosh, the amount of rentals on the home rental sites, Airbnb type things, places are going from hundreds to thousands of dollars for the week. It's incredible. A lot of people have bought property just for the eclipse so they can rent it out and then get a head start on their payments, I guess.
You have some property you might put up?
Well, I've got some land next to a river, and it's got a hookup. So, if there's possibly a wandering person who needs a place to set up for a night or two, maybe I'll rent it to them.
I live here in Idaho Falls, and my sister lives in Jackson, and I know Tony and Dubois, and it's funny, no matter what town you go to, they all think that that's the best place to watch the eclipse. Victor, Idaho, Idaho Falls, Jackson, Dubois, they all kind of claim that that's the only place to see it. And then if you look at on the national media, depending on what site you read, like
somewhere in Tennessee,
yeah,
I think, is the best.
Yeah, according to them. And then like the Oregon, one of the papers in Oregon put out the top 10 places, and 9 of them were in Oregon. So I think anywhere where you're in the path of totality will be pretty cool, no matter
nice.
What. So I'm glad I live somewhere where I don't have to spend thousands of dollars to go see it. And this is a pretty unique area in general. I mean, just being close to Yellowstone and the mountains and everything.
Have either of you seen a partial or a total solar eclipse before?
I saw a partial eclipse in New Jersey where I was living in the early 90s. And very partial, but it just seemed to get dim for a couple of minutes. But it was a very, very eerie still. Very eerie.
Yeah, when I was a kid in Colorado, there was a partial eclipse.
It's probably the same one.
Is that something that like you're putting on your list of I'm not doing anything else that day, or he's going to have business as usual?
I've got the day off of work. Actually, my employer went around and asked everybody if they wanted the day off because of the eclipse. You know, and I work with 20 other people, and only two of them decided to work that day. So
nice.
And I cleared the deck, so I want to see what's going on. I want to talk to the people who are there. Might help out at the coffee shop if we get a big rush, but I'll be close to town, which is great viewing anyway. And unless the weather's bad, and then we'll head for the hills, head for the mountains, and see if we can get maybe a better viewing spot. Well, I sure hope that, at least from a small town point, that our infrastructure can handle, that we can feed and, you know, I know cell phone's not going to work, but I just hope that nothing made. I hope that we can have a good foot forward, best foot forward for all the people who are coming to visit.
I think having people live without their cell phones during something like that would be kind of cool for a day. I mean, we've gotten so attached to that kind of stuff. That's kind of a benefit in my eyes.
Well, I'll tell you, we lost complete internet and a lot of phone service for about 8 hours on Thursday in town because somebody cut a fiber optic cable, and people were a little lost.
Yeah.
Some of them. I was happy. I was just hanging out, drinking coffee. But
businesses don't know how to use credit cards without internet and all that. It's kind of funny how reliant we've become on that stuff. So
we'll hear more from East Idaho residents, their thoughts on the eclipse coming up after this message from our sponsor.
The East Idaho Eclipse is brought to you by Scotty's Drive-In, serving Idaho Falls for over 50 years and home of the mouth-watering Eclipse Burger. This original has an onion bun, ham, egg over easy, bacon, and cheddar cheese. It will eclipse your hunger and pair it with the fresh-cut Idaho fries and one of Scotty's famous shakes, Totality Awesome. Scotty's Drive-In, just off Northgate Mile in Idaho Falls. Come hungry.
Boy, what do I tell you? We're excited. We're scared. We're anxiously anticipating it. It's going to be a great event. Really hard to prepare for, though.
Welcome back to the show. The voice you're hearing is Chip Schwarzy. He's the CEO of the Greater Idaho Falls Chamber of Commerce. We wanted to talk to him about what kinds of preparations the city was working on.
Are we going to have 10,000 people show up or 500,000 people? Nobody really knows. We're doing everything we can to help our chamber members understand what's coming, to realize that we're little things, like we're advising our chamber members to, unless you have to, give your employees the day off. Because if we have 300,000 people in town, they're not gonna make it to work for an hour and a half anyway. So let them stay home and enjoy the eclipse. We know that many people are coming. Please buy your groceries the weekend before. Stock up, carry some extra water, you know, fill your gas tank on Tuesday or Wednesday so that you're not standing in line at the gas pumps. Last thing we want to do is use up all the fuel and then have people who can't get home because we can't get a truck in to replenish it. So just common sense. Let's do everything we can to minimize our impact on the event so that the people who come here can have as good an eclipse event as possible. We're advising people to be safe in their viewing habits. We have been selling eclipse glasses since March. I think we've sold over 30,000 eclipse glasses as a fundraiser. It's helping us to cover the relocation expenses of moving the Chamber of Commerce across the river. So we're providing that to people as an opportunity to do that. We're very supportive of the city and their efforts.
Let me ask you, Chip, are you working with other chambers and other cities to kind of understand what maybe they're doing?
And you know, it's interesting because cities all across the country are having the same problem. So we're all looking at everybody's Facebook pages. I attended the Rigby Chamber of Commerce 2 weeks ago. I attended their meeting to find out what they're doing. I've been visiting with Rexburg. I've had conversations with Blackfoot and Pocatello's Chamber of Commerce. We're kind of all in this together, and the only way we're going to come out of this happy and smiley is if we do it together. So yeah, we've had a lot of communication amongst the chambers, amongst the municipalities, the cities, the counties. Everybody is pitching in on this and working together. That's the only way we can make it work.
Do you know, right off the top of your head, are there any big viewing events or anything like that that people should know about that they might want to participate in?
Well, there's a lot. If you go to our website, eieclipse.com, it's hosted in conjunction with the Chamber of Commerce, the Eastern or Greater Idaho Falls Chamber of Commerce, the City of Idaho Falls, and the Post Register. We all got together to make this thing happen. It's literally a clearinghouse for every event you can think of, from Victor, Idaho to Arco and down into Shelley and Blackfoot. Some of the activities are the day of. There will be the city has opened up quite a few of their parks as viewing areas. If you go to that website, you'll see a lot of people who have opened up their properties, farmlands, for camping, for viewing of the site. There's other locations on there. The Museum of Idaho will be hosting a NASA site. They'll be live streaming from there the eclipse. They'll have telescopes. They'll have informational lecture series is all weekend long, but the day of, they'll be passing out viewing glasses. You'll be able to watch it with NASA, listen to their experts talk about it. Melaleuca Field, Jeff Bennett, who did the informational meeting back in October, will be set up at Melaleuca Field with a former NASA astronaut, and they will have it live streamed on the Jumbotron there, so people can go there. There will be different events popping up all along the Riverwalk. There's things happening all over the place.
Are you taking the day off? Are you going to be in town? Or are you going to be somewhere up on a mountain watching it? Or I guess what's your plan?
You'll probably find me down at Snake River Landing. The chamber is hosting a. We're going to do a remote visitor center down there, and we're actually going to host a beer garden down there as well on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. As if once again we're trying to pay for our new visitor center's build out. We're really short staffed. It's a big event, so you'll either find me at the visitor center all day Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, or down there at the Snake River Landings pier. So I will be working. Chamber of Commerce is going to be all hands on deck that weekend, just like the city. Every person in the city is going to be working that day. We just need to make sure that all of our guests have a great experience.
For the totality, you'll get a chance to look up at the very least.
Everybody's going to be looking up, you know. I'm not going to miss that opportunity. You know, they say it's once in a lifetime, but I must be living a charmed life, because my senior year in high school, there was an eclipse that passed through Washington State. And I made the mistake of going camping at the ocean to watch the eclipse. It always rains on the coast in Washington, so we didn't get to see it. I'm not missing this one. You know, that's why we're in the top two viewing sites in America, 98% chance of sunny skies. We're banking on it being a good day, because I want to see this eclipse just like you do and just like everybody else in town wants to see it. So we just hope everybody has a safe viewing and that we can handle the crowds and enjoy the opportunity. I've heard rumors that there are some of the eclipse glasses that have been bought online that don't meet the recommendation, the requirements that have infiltrated into our city. Please, if you have eclipse glasses, check them and make sure that they have proper ratings, because you may not think looking at the sun for a couple minutes is going to hurt you, but long term it really will have detrimental effects. Make sure that whatever you're viewing it through is approved and that it's safe, because we don't want anybody getting hurt by such a cool event.
And we'll close out this episode with some final thoughts from East Idaho residents that we met on the streets.
My name is Bill Eskridge, and I'm really not super excited, because we're just going to have a ton of people come up here and won't be able to get around, move, or do anything probably.
My name is John, and I work for the Idaho Falls Police Department, and I think it's a really bad idea.
So you want to cancel the eclipse?
Yes, I do.
Any advice for people coming?
Go someplace else.
Hi, I'm Connor. I'm from Idaho Falls, and I'm excited to see the eclipse.
My name is Bill Floyd. I'm 87, and I just hope to be here for the eclipse.
I'm Barry Floyd, his son. I live here in Idaho Falls, and actually I think the eclipse is pretty neat, the fact that we live in a part of the country that everybody's traveling to see, so I think it's actually pretty neat.
I'm Amanda from Rigby, Idaho, and our family is really excited about the upcoming eclipse. We hope that a lot of people come and see how great Idaho is and enjoy all that Idaho has to offer.
Maddie, do you know what the eclipse is?
Yes.
What is that?
It's when the moon is directly in front of the sun, so it's like an outline of the sun around the moon.
What do you think that's going to be like to see?
I don't know. I've never seen one. I've seen pictures. I just think it's going to be cool.
I think it's crazy. I'm going to leave town.
I really am. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. There's going to be a lot of people in town. It's going to be nuts.
This episode of the East Idaho Eclipse podcast was produced by me, Josh Tyler, with editing help from Todd Flatland and Sydney B. Jensen. Special thanks to Chip Schwarzy from the Greater Idaho Falls Chamber of Commerce, and especially thanks to all of you that called in and allowed us to talk to you on the streets. Music for the East Idaho Eclipse podcast is by Lee Rosevere. Our credit music is written, produced, and performed by Chris Zabriskie. Our website, where you can listen to all the episodes and find a ton of Eclipse resources, including safety information, traffic updates, live camera feeds, an Eclipse event calendar, and of course all the geeky Eclipse science information that we've collected is kidnewsradio.com/eclipse.
And we want to hear from you. Send us your eclipse stories and submit your questions at kidnewsradio.com/eclipse. And don't forget to subscribe to the East Idaho Eclipse podcast so you don't miss an episode. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, and anywhere else you get podcasts.
The East Idaho Eclipse podcast is a production of Rich Broadcasting and KID News Radio.